Dear ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the conference call of Nemetschek AG. At our customer's request, this conference will be recorded. As a reminder, all participants will be in a listen-only mode. After the presentation, there will be an opportunity to ask questions. If any participant has difficulties hearing the conference, please press the star key followed by zero on your telephone for operator assistance. May I now hand you over to Ms. Zimmermann, who will lead you through this conference. Please go ahead, madam.
Thank you very much, operator. Good morning, everybody, and a warm welcome to our conference call regarding the fiscal year 2013. We have prepared a short presentation to highlight the most important figures and events in the last year, and we will also give you an outlook for 2014. At the moment, we are currently having more than 20 participants in this call, so thank you all for your interest in Nemetschek. Now I would like to hand over to Mr. Patrick Heider, our new CFOO, who will lead you through the presentation.
Thank you, Stephanie. Dear ladies and gentlemen, from my side also, welcome to the presentation of the fiscal year 2013 and the outlook 2014. I am the new CFOO and spokesman of the executive team of the Nemetschek AG. On board since 1st of March 2014, the announcement was done in December 2013. Let's go through the agenda quickly. After the executive summary, we lead you through the financial data, the brands and projects, and the outlook 2014. After that, we are happy to be up for the Q&A part. Let's start with the highlights of a very successful year of the Nemetschek Group. In terms of revenue, we had a very strong Q4 with a revenue increase of 9%. Group revenues for the fiscal year 2013 up to 6.2% to 185.9 million euro. Software services revenues up to 11.2% to 98 million euro. The profitability, the EBITDA, increased faster than revenues, 13% to 46.3 million euro. That is a margin of 24.9%. We listed a strong increase of net income and EPS. Net income of group shares showed strong growth of 23% to 24 million euro. That is an EPS of 2.49 euro. Without PPA, the EPS is 3.08 euro. Let's move to the second page of the executive summary. We observed a very healthy liquidity situation. The operating cash flow increased by 10.3% to 40.2 million euro. The net cash position increased by 9.6% to 48.6 million euro, despite the dividend payment and the DDS acquisition. Last week, we announced a dividend proposal of 1.30 euro per share. That is an increase of 13%. We had a very sound, healthy balance sheet, free of debt. Equity ratio is at 66.2%. We can be proud that we improved all significant indicators and have a solid financial base with enough scope for further organic and inorganic growth. Let's move to the financial data. On this page, it's page number six, we can see the strong fourth quarter in revenues I mentioned in the summary. The revenues in the fiscal year 2013 with 6.2 was in range of expectations. On the next page, we see one of our growth drivers is shown in that pie chart. Here we can see the mentioned growth of software services revenues by 11.2%. The software licenses shows a stable development up to 1.5%. When we take a look of the fragmentation of revenues in the next slide, in 2013, we can note that we still have our solid base in the DACH region, but strengthening our market position in America and Asia in the last 4 years. This confirms our strategic pillar of internationalization. Let's go to page number nine. In this slide, we can see strong EBITDA development to the year before and the strong Q4 I already mentioned. The EBITDA increased over proportional compared to revenues. That leads us to a high margin of 24.9%. The same development to the EPS we see on the next slide. For the EPS, which is up by 23% year-on-year. The EPS is at 2.49 euro, already mentioned without the PPA at 3.08 euro. In the next slide, page number 11, we would like to show you the breakdown to our segments. For the design segment, we can say the following. Growth was mainly driven by Vectorworks and Graphisoft. Realignment of ALLPLAN is on the way. We improved our margin in that segment. For the build segment, we noticed a moderate growth by a stable high margin. In the managed segment, we had a very strong revenue and earnings development. Finally, in our multimedia segment, revenue development was positive at the home base and abroad. The margin increased despite higher development and marketing expenses. Moving to the next page, please. For the net cash development, I would like to mention the strong conversion rate of 87%. The high net cash position of 48.6 million euro enables further growth organically and via acquisitions. On the next page, last week, we announced a dividend proposal of 1.30 euro to the AGM on May 20th, 2014. This is an increase of 13%. In total, 12.5 million euro will be paid to the shareholders. Let's move to the highlights of the brands and the various projects in 2013. Products and solutions. There we are very happy and proud to announce Maxon as a group renderer. That project shows strong synergies technology-wise in the Nemetschek Group. We announced many new releases with a very feedback from the customers in the markets. Corporations. We were very happy to announce the cooperation of Maxon with Adobe. Graphisoft signed a strong partnership with Nikken Sekkei in Japan, the biggest architecture firm in Asia. ALLPLAN. The realignment of ALLPLAN to enable further growth is on the way. The focus of this realignment is on planning and development of new releases, expand solution portfolio, strengthening agile development process, and having a stronger international positioning. Let's move to page 16, the second page of our highlights in 2013. Acquisition. By the end of the year, we announced the acquisition of 100% of DDS. Today, we can say DDS is already integrated. Internationalization. We found Graphisoft Mexico as a Latin America hub. We achieved very strong business in Japan. This is also a door opener for all Asia markets for us. We are happy to satisfy 1.2 million users worldwide in more than 40 locations nowadays. The executive board. The executive board of the Nemetschek AG is complete since 1st of March. Sean, Victor, and myself will continue the successful growth strategy of the whole group. I would like to say thank you very much for listening. We would like to go over to the Q&A session, and the line should be open. Oh, sorry. That was a mistake myself. Sorry. The outlook. Okay. Sorry. We are now on page number 18. for the optimistic outlook 2014. We're expecting a robust development of the construction markets and a strong growth expected for BIM products and solutions. Our clear focus on SCM markets and being a leader in open BIM solution with strong and independent global brands gives us a very good value proposition. Our healthy financial situation with a high margin business with a strong cash position gives us again all the possibilities to grow. We are believing into the integrated processes in the whole building life cycle. That means design, build, and manage buildings. We would like to strengthen Nemetschek's position abroad by being capable of investing in inorganic growth as well. The guidance for 2014 will be in revenues, 207 million-212 million euro. That means 11% to 14%, and the EBITDA margin of 23%-25%. Coming back, saying thank you very much for listening, and we would like to open now the Q&A part. Thank you very much.
Thank you. We will now begin our question and answer session. If you have a question for our speaker, please dial 01 on your telephone keypad now to enter the queue. Once your name has been announced, you can ask your question. If you find your question is answered before it is your turn to speak, you can dial 02 to cancel your question. If you are using speaker equipment today, please lift the handset before making your selection. One moment, please, for the first question. The first question comes from Mr. Alexander Dres, Montega AG. Your line is now open.
Yes, thank you very much. First of all, congratulations on the good results. Certainly a good starting point. I would have one question regarding your interest expenses. When we look at the nine-month figures, we have negative interest expenses of 1.1 million. This is attributable to the interest swap, I think. When we look at the full year figures, we see no swap effect. Could you please explain to me this effect?
Okay, thank you very much. We had in Q3, we had the decreasing effect of the swap was shown in the interest income. Together with the auditor, we said we need to correct that, and we had that in for the whole year 2013. The decrease was shown in the netting in the interest expenses. That was in line. Before it was separated, and afterward it was netted in one position. In 2014, the interest swap will be finished.
Okay, it will be finished in summer, I think. Do you expect any further effects of this revaluation or?
No.
No. The effect will be zero for the first half year.
Yes. It will be finished in July.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. There are no further questions. As a reminder, if you would like to ask a question, please press 01 on your telephone keypad now. We have a further question. The next question comes from Mr. Knut Woller, Baader Bank. Your line is now open.
Yeah, thank you. Actually, a couple of questions that I got. Starting maybe on the maintenance side. We have seen 17% maintenance growth in Q4, which was, looking at your historical growth rates, pretty high. Which is the maintenance growth rate we should expect for 2014? Do you expect this to come down again to a more normalized level? On ALLPLAN revival, we have seen, although you have done a pretty good job on the cost side, we have seen that your growth rates have now consistently slowed since 2010. Also, the license growth is consistently down. Can you give us some idea about the ALLPLAN revival? What kind of ALLPLAN growth rates did you factor in your guidance? What are the measures you take, and what are the attached costs? On the dividend, this year's payout is slightly above your upper end of the 30% of the operating cash flow target that you said that should be payout ratio. So how should we think about this going forward? Will it be always rather at the high end or slightly exceed the 30% barrier that you gave as an indication in the past? And then lastly, on the tax rate, which was with 30% in 2013, slightly above your previous indications of around about 27%, how should we think about the tax in 14 and 15? That's it. Thank you.
Okay, starting with the maintenance in Q4, we had some special effects in Q4 that was mainly driven from Vectorworks. There was a special SSA or software services contracting promotion in the US and in Japan. But for the future, we see a lot of customers demand for software service contracts. So that is a very positive development for us. And as I said, the strong growth in Q4 was extraordinary, but we see them in line. So at the moment, they are same, equal, and we see them in line for the future growth. And for the dividend payment, that was a question as well. I think we are a little bit over the line, but we say the following. We just keep the balance in the future, so having that strong dividend payment as well, but investing to the market as well. So we keep the balance in that way that we're saying we keep that in mind. Yes, we are on the upper level now at the moment, but we would like always to have that strong position of the stable dividend payment, and then for giving to the marketing growth the push as well. The other question was for Alba, the realignment for Alba. So the management team for Alba, we can say the management team is complete. So they have a lot of new persons now in the organization. And we have stable revenues. We would like to say we had stable revenues in the past, but with a good earnings situation. So we said we give them the time to make this realignment process out of their financial situation. So they need to finance it by themselves. And they have, as I said, technology-wise, from the product point of view, they will go deeper into the development process, and they need to go stronger in the international process, in the sales approach as well, and for the innovation, they will work stronger for the future, for the solution portfolio. That is for the outbound. And now the last question, is it all answered for the moment?
Can I just quickly follow up, please? On the maintenance side, should we then model in something like the 9% growth that we have seen in the first 9 months? I just want to clarify that.
Yes.
For 2014 rather than the 11% we have seen, so stable growth as in the first 9 months. Okay.
Yes.
And then can you quantify some costs which are attached to Allplan? Is it something like a low single-digit million euro amount of money that you're targeting here, or to revive the growth?
I mean, that's very difficult to take an amount out of it. They have different programs. They have different positions in the Realign program. We just say we would like to have the margin situation stable.
Mm-hmm.
We give them the time to enable growth for the future, but they need to have that time as well. But they need to finance it out of the situation. So, no, we can't give you detailed figures about that. And there are certain positions out in that realignment process. We cannot give a valuation.
Okay, thanks. And then lastly, it would be on the tax rate for 14, and a quick follow up on the license side. Which license growth is factored into your organic license growth? If we strip out DDS, which license growth is factored into your guidance for this year? Thank you.
So the tax rate was higher than previous year. Obviously, we can see at 30.2% instead of 27.9%. What were the reasons? The tax expenses increased due to a higher EBIT, of course, and was impacted for a taxable value adjustment in the NAG. So we are expecting a tax rate between 29% and 31%. for the future. And the other question was the DDS section. Just a second.
The license growth in 14 that you have in your guidance, what you expect, is that going to be revive again? I mean, we have seen it coming down since 2010, and so what license growth should we model?
You already see it, and it's going up again, yes.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. The next question comes from Mr. Gerd Pelé, Goldman Sachs. Your line is now open.
Hi, thank you for taking my questions. Congratulations on a good set of results. I had a couple of questions on your 2014 guidance. The 11 to 14 revenue growth which you're guiding to, is it all organic? Also, just wanted to know what kind of FX headwinds are you assuming? And on DDS, what would be the revenue contribution for DDS in 2014? And on your EBITDA margin guidance, the midpoint of the guidance suggests a margin compression. So is that, are you investing high organically, especially in Allplan, or are you assuming any margin diluting acquisitions for the year? Thank you.
So for the organic growth, we can say it's between 8 and 10%. For the DDS, the question was...
What are the revenue contribution for 2014, which you're assuming?
For 2014, we do not give you... we cannot give you the figure, but for 2013, we had a contribution of 8.7 million euro. In turnover and 872,000 of contribution, full year effect.
Okay. Okay. And on the EBITDA margin.
The EBITDA margin for the whole group, we would like to keep it stable, 23% to 25%, and that's very important for us because it shows our market approach because we would like to give some brands or the whole group the possibility to grow. That's what we said, we would keep the stable of core margin of course stable, but giving possibilities to grow by investing in various parts. That means we have long-term planning procedures, which of course obviously needs to get approval from the Nemetschek headquarters for certain brands to grow. And they can have a lower margin for a certain time. They need to show us the payback, the return on investment they would like to put into the market and growing into the market. But for the whole group, we would like to keep the margin. But we need to have the possibilities to grow, of course, and giving investments free. But that's all decided in the Nemetschek AG headquarter. And so we would like to have the guidance or the margin stable in that area.
That's very clear. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question comes from Robin Maxwell, Commerzbank. Your line is now open.
Yes, good morning. Actually, the question I had on dividends has been answered, but just two others. First of all, could you just give me a bit more detail about this Nikon Seiki new arrangement in Japan? I mean, I just want to get a bit more detail about what that means from a revenue contribution perspective, what that means from a, you mentioned it to be a platform to spring from into other Asian geographies. I mean, if you could just give me a bit more of an idea how important that is for you going forward or for Graphisoft. And then the second question is just on the structure of the balance sheet, really. I mean, you know, it looks very, very pretty at first glance. You know, high equity ratio, a lot of net cash, no debt. I mean, are you not overcapitalized at these levels?
Okay. To the first one, that was a very important partnership for us as well. To the exact cooperation, I would like to get back that question because I'm frankly speaking quite new in the cooperation since 3 weeks, but I can say the following, that's a very important cooperation for us because Japan, where we already are market leader together with Vectorworks and Graphisoft, is a door opener for the whole Asia region for us. So it's, let's say, an image cooperation as well for us. So, but for the detailed cooperation, I'm very sorry to go not deeper into that one.
Is that because Nikon Seiki is already very well positioned throughout the rest of Asia?
Yes, exactly.
Okay. So you've got
the biggest architecture firm in Asia. So,
okay.
Yeah, and perhaps one comment from my side. They work on the BIM standard for the Japanese market, and so if the BIM standard is settled, that would be a huge impact for the future.
Okay, so is there any financial arrangement between the two? What is the actual financial arrangement between Graphisoft and Nikon Seiki, or isn't?
To the financial situation, we do not give you any figures. It's more development and research cooperation, so that they really work on defining the BIM standard for the future.
Okay. Will you have Nemetschek or Graphisoft people actually in their offices, or?
They work together. I don't know if they're really sit together in one office, but it's a very close cooperation, and they really exchange views and work on that topic.
Okay. Great. Well, we'll look forward to hearing more about that.
Yes.
Okay.
And then on the balance sheet, if you could just make a comment, I mean, whether you need to really go forward with that sort of capital on the balance sheet.
I mean, at the moment, what we said is, of course, the potential merger and acquisitions possibilities, and what could be better from a healthy financial situation to do that. So we're going to deeper into our strategy process and having some possibilities evaluating in the market for merger and acquisitions. So that means we would like to invest that healthy into the market, in technology-wise and into inorganic growth as well, as I said in the small presentation. And that's very important that there is a big and high strategic fit to our brands as well. And what could be better from a financial point of view in a healthy situation like that?
Yeah, no, I understand all that. What I'm interested in, I suppose, also in is you've just arrived in the company, you know, whether you feel that you want to aim at a specific minimum equity ratio and or level of net cash in the business going forward, or is that something?
There is no target. There is no target ratio.
Right.
And the equity ratio, no, it isn't. So we need to keep in mind, we would like to stick on the market needs, on our perspective, what we would like to reach in a strategic way. And then we need to get into that situation. So no, there is no target.
Okay. Thanks a lot. That's great. Thank you.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you. There are currently no further questions. We have a further question. The next question comes from Mr. Knut Woller, Baader Bank. Your line is now open.
Yeah, thanks. Just to follow up to clarify on the organic growth angle, which is in your guidance for 2014. So if I'm not wrong, DDS had revenues when you made public the acquisition of round about 9 million euro. So if I would assume that in your guidance there's probably slight growth for DDS included, then I come to a ballpark round about 10 million, which would bring organic growth out of my perspective closer to the range of 6 to 9. I think I heard you saying on the previous question it should be 8 to 10, so I just want to clarify what the real organic growth would be. Thanks.
You are right.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah. So if you take DDS out, you're absolutely right. It's between 6 and 9% our organic growth.
You're okay. Right.
Okay, thank you.
The next question comes from Mr. Andreas Wolf, Warburg Research. Your line is now open.
Yes, hello, good morning. A couple of questions from my side. The first one is also on the growth rate. To which extent is it backed by business that you currently see? Is it an acceleration or continuation of what we saw in the Q4? And to which extent is it more of a target, which was probably derived from the wish to achieve a certain revenue level? Because we saw in the past Nemetschek being more optimistic than it turned out to be in the end. Maybe you could comment a bit on this. You also mentioned that you are quite new to the company and what this guidance is actually based on. And the second question would be regarding your target as part of the management now. What are the first things you would like to target within Nemetschek? What are your first projects? Is it closer integration of all the subsidiaries, etc., more shared development, etc.? That would be helpful. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you very much. I mean, for the planning process in the guidance for the turnover, we need to mention that I first figured out the last 3 or 4 years, we already had that seasonal allocation during the year. We always had that strong Q4. So that's in general, we need to say that strong Q4 is always into the company, it's always into the segment and into the business. For the planning process, I arrived here and I saw a process which was very well and professional done. So it's a typical top-down, bottom-up approach where we can see that the business, of course, planned their figures and the turnover, and they had a guidance from the headquarters as well. So yes, there's a substantial turnover growth. So business is running it on a certain analysis, and yes, we are happy and we are very, very keen to achieve that figure. In general, we would like to see, but that's nothing new, that we would like to have that strong turnover development. For the second issue, for the executive board, I'm very happy to have such competent partners like Sean and Victor into the company, because those two gentlemen are from the two brands, Vector Works and Graphics, of the CEOs. So they are giving more the strategic product and marketing approach. And my strong business was in the financial and operation business. So I would like to keep in touch or going into that issues, financial and operations, very strong, and leading the brands as well, the other brands. And that's my first things I would like to do within the organization, so the finance and operations focus, like my title is saying, for the operations and financial part.
So okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. There are no further questions. I hand you back over to Mr. Haider and Ms. Zimmermann.
Yes, thank you very much for listening from my side. I wish you a nice weekend now.
Yes.
And hope to hear you on our next call again.
Thank you very much from my side as well. It was very interesting for me doing that first time. Thank you very much. Looking forward to the cooperation.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for your attendance. This call has been concluded. You may now disconnect.